BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That's what's up. Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse clocking in for y'all. Today is Thursday, and yes, I know you heard about all the snow and all the rain. Waking up this morning, though, it's not calling for all of that during your morning commute. Now, by the time you come home this afternoon, yet you're going to be hit with some of that rain and snow mix. And listen up. Temperature is about 45 degrees right now. By the time you move around lunchtime and right after lunchtime, temperature is actually going to drop off. Rain is slated to start right about between 10 and 11 that we start getting hit with the rain, saying that the snow mix is supposed to start about 2:30 or 3 and then be with us throughout the day and throughout the night. They're talking about 1 to 3.5 inches of accumulation. But the good news is that it doesn't supposed to stick that much to the roads. But however, we're going to be watching this weather very closely here at Power 98. So make sure you keep it tapped in with us all day. But your morning commute weather-wise should be pretty good. Just cold outside, 45 degrees, but the streets are clear this morning. In the Madhouse, we're in this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How was your night last night?
Oh, night was wonderful. Shout out to them Golden Bulls over there at Johnson C. Smith University. A special shout out to my homeboy, Will Moe.
Ah!
Winston, ah! What's going on with you?
Take that
now, out. I must say, I must send a shout out to Winston-Salem State because their girls did beat our girls last night in the game. It was a great game. They ended up winning right at the end. It was close. It was close throughout that fourth quarter. I got there, maybe like, I can't remember exactly how much time was left on because I was so into the game. But it was close, and Winston-Salem State was able to pull out that victory. But in that boys' game, Johnson C. Smith came back from a 10-point. Winston had a 10-point lead at one time. They hit a 3-pointer at the buzzer of halftime to put us up by 1. And from there, it was game time. So shout out to Johnson C. Smith, both coach joiners, little Coach J, big Coach J, all of those boys. And shout out to Winston-Salem State University, because I can't lie, they came out last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They came out last night, all those students.
They brought the whole Winston.
We walked away with that dub. So shout out to my homeboy, Will Mel. You'll be receiving text messages from me all morning long. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and send this first one.
Send one to Sporty Odie and my man Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Sporty Odie. Sporty Odie was also out there at that game last night. He walked in and, you know, I told them both. I said, I saved you a seat. I saved you a seat over here by me. They didn't want to come sit by me.
Oh, yeah. They didn't want to come in the dog pound.
Yeah. So shout out to them.
All right, man. Yeah, it was lit. I saw it on Instagram last night because I was up at Combine Academy at their high school game. It was their last home game for this season before their big tournament. So, and that was a great game, too. You know, I like checking out them high school games, you know. So, shout out to them. All right, also the Madhouse with us this morning. Y'all say, what's up, comedian? Bye-bye.
Hey!
Hey!
You want to say, huh? No, we're going to try something new. We're going to try a different song. Yeah. And I come up with something new.
Nah, I'm good.
We got to think about it.
Nah, we good.
We're going to think about something
new. Nah, we good.
Yeah!
Nah.
Nope, you don't like it.
Nah, that's pretty stupid.
Larry.
Never mind.
All right. Jessica.
Homework.
Top of the morning.
When you going to switch stuff up, can you let us know? Can you send us a memo or something?
Top of the morning.
This is when I know you're going to send us a memo.
Good day?
No.
You don't like good day?
No, I don't like none of that. thank you. I appreciate you. I don't.
Hello?
No, I don't like that either. I don't like that either.
You don't like hello?
I like when you're saying. Is you going to say it to the people or no?
I say good morning.
Everybody on the east side.
Good morning.
West side.
Good morning.
South side.
Good morning.
And at your mama house.
Good.
What's up, man?
What's happening?
How you feeling?
Feeling good, man.
How was your night last night?
It was good. I slept yesterday.
Okay, you know. All right. A lot of people around the industry are talking about Pop Smoke, and they're talking about the details swirling about his death. If you didn't hear the breaking news yesterday, or if you missed it, rapper Pop Smoke was actually shot and killed inside of a home he was renting in the Hollywood Hills out in L.A. 20 years old, and new details are surfacing this morning. I'm sure Ms. Jessica's going to have that for you in your Nose and Neighbor News. So keep it tapped in right around 7:24. But the situation is sad all the way around.
It, you know, it's really not a lot of new news surrounding it. There are the what they're saying is that it, instead of this being a robbery, it seems as if it was intentional. You know, a lot of people are talking about Pop Smoke unintentionally posted the address of where he was staying out in Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
and that gave these criminals the information that they needed to be able to get to him.
Mm-hmm.
But the other side of that is a lot of people are saying it is ultimately just very, very disrespectful to do all of this speculation
mm-hmm.
at a time less than 24 hours after someone has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of speculation, a lot of blaming. You know, there was a picture of Pop Smoke with a young man, and they're saying he was the one who put the hit out, and he has spoken out, and he's like, yo, this was my brother. This was my brother. I would never do that. And you all are some clowns for even putting that out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we find ourselves doing this in the age of social media. You think that you're a police detective and you solved the crime. Let's just chill. Let's just chill. The man hasn't been gone for 24 hours. Let these people mourn. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Let the police do their job and you mind your business. And if you don't have anything to say, then just don't say it at all. I did see a lot of people that were saying, who is Pop Smoke? And I think that that's a fair question because he was so new
mm-hmm.
to the rise of stardom. And I saw a lot of people asking that. So if you're not familiar with exactly who Pop Smoke is, you probably heard a song, don't even realize it. I did a write-up on our blog yesterday about exactly who he is, where he's from, and about his music. You can check that out at power98fm.com.
All right. I've seen a lot of celebs also speaking out and talking about just, you know, just being careful, you know, because he's from the East Coast, from New York, and he was out in L.A. And they were just talking about, you know, being aware of your surroundings and knowing where you at. And just, you know, Gilly the Kid had what I thought was an excellent post. So if you follow Gilly the Kid, check out his post this morning. But Pop Smoke shot and killed yesterday morning in a home that he was renting in Hollywood Hills. All right, today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. This is Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. The Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. It's important to know what you've got. And God says that you've been given all power, love, and sound judgment to overcome fear. But if you don't think you've got what it takes, then you won't rely on the resources God has given you to be victorious. Think about this. Can you imagine a race car driver not knowing what's under the hood of his car? Of course not. He knows exactly how much power he has and what it's going to take to get him across the finish line. As a Christian, you have all the power you will ever need. You just have to believe it and activate it in your life. So don't let fear hold you back today. You've got power to overcome, love to conquer, and a sound mind to be victorious. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
All right, today's inspirational power song of the morning is coming from Catton Jones. Hallelujah, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's Power 98.
I'm telling you, I say that the Lord is beautiful.
Another Blair, the Morning Madhouse, 609, 9 minutes out to 6 o'clock. It's time to get it, man. Your hashtag MHQOTD, your Madhouse question of the day. 45 degrees, watch out for snow and rain this afternoon. If you're waking up this morning, you got to go to work. Your morning drive should be clear weather-wise. It's just going to be cold at about 45 degrees. Temperature tapering off later on throughout the morning, and we're going to drop down to about 36. That's when that rain and that snow starts, right around 11-ish, and then it'll be rain turning into snow right around 2:30. Let's get it, man. Your Madhouse question of the day. Let's find out what that is.
Let's talk about who.
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who.
What?
Let's talk about.
And the Madhouse question of the day is being brought to you by the fabulously funny comedy show, North American Power 98 present that very show, starring Mike Epps with special guests Lavelle Crawford, DC Young Fly, Country Wayne, and Just Hilarious. It's going down Saturday, February 29th at Bojangles Coliseum. For more details, go to power98fm.com.
All right. Madhouse question of the day. It's been 11 years, but MTV's Making the Band is back. Diddy's three sons, himself and Lorianne Gibson, will all serve as judges on the show. Casting kicks off on February 28th. It's going to be in Atlanta. Then it's going to go to Houston, New York, and it's going to be right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And if you can't make any of those cities, you can audition via the MTV website. So we want to know, in this day and age, do you think that Making the Band will be a successful show? Do you think it will do well? And do you think that the band, whoever it is that Diddy picks, will do well? Especially seeing as, you know, we have other competition shows such as American Idol, such as The Voice. Now, in this day and age, in 2020, will Making the Band do well?
Yes. I'm going to say yes, because he's coming to Charlotte. I mean, Charlotte, we up two right now, baby. So he going to get somebody out of Charlotte, and we going to go make this band. Well, they're going to be a part of the band. And, yeah, I think when you combine all these cities that he's going to, and if he grabs somebody from every city, I think he definitely can make it pop. And with Charlotte being up right now, Diddy coming here, oh, yeah, I think it's going to work. And I think Diddy learns each time he does something. And I think, he's definitely going to make it pop. So I'm going to say, yeah, I think he'll compete with everybody, because this is more on the hip hop level. So I'm going to say, yeah.
I think the show will be successful. I don't know how. I mean, Diddy always, he's always going to give you a hit, no matter what group he put together. He's going to give you a hit.
One or two hits. Okay.
Yeah, he'll give you some hits, but I don't know how successful, how long whatever this band is going to be. I don't know how long they'll last. The track record states that they don't stay together too long.
But Diddy said he make the band. He said he making you stay together. He just want to make some money and get out.
Oh, okay.
What?
I want to make money in the band. That's my objective. What about me, Diddy? What about me, Sean?
Did you put this band together?
Hell no. Well, I put my piece in.
I got to get my my residuals first.
Hell no. You're not going to dial on me.
What you got, Jessica?
I don't know if it's going to be successful.
You don't think it's going to be successful?
What shows y'all watching on MTV right now?
Wildin' Out. Wildin' Out.
And that's it?
I mean, that's all.
I don't know if this one is going to be successful. I think we'll have a season of it.
Mm-hmm.
People will watch in the beginning, but I'm not sure people had too much faith in Diddy.
You think people lost faith in Diddy? His shows work, though. His reality shows. Because what was the other one? The one he just did? The Four.
The Four did work. The Four did
work. The Four worked for how long?
It wasn't his show, though.
It was his show, but it was two, three seasons?
How many episodes did you watch of The Four?
Not many.
Exactly.
But like, don't really watch reality shows.
I don't watch none of that stuff.
Exactly, people.
But it was still successful.
Yeah, it did well in the ratings too. It was good. I don't think.
I think that it'll have a season. I think that people will watch it or whatever. But
I think we should go try it when it comes to Charlotte.
You said we.
Yeah. I think we should make our own band and go try.
Oh, you already want to go with a band?
Yeah, we're gonna go with a band. Hey, you know one thing about these reality shows, when they come to cities, if you do something crazy, you're gonna make TV. I just want to be on TV.
Larry, that's actually a good idea if he already had bands come to the audition instead of trying to put them together. Because I think that was one of the reasons they were unsuccessful, but we'll talk about it.
All right, man. How do you tap in on this question?
You hit us up on our Instagram page. It's at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. And coming up, we have an announcement about CMS schools. Parents, make sure you're listening for this one.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't matter.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folk got to hit his No cap.
6:25 here in the Queen City. Time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Parents, if you're waking up this morning, important information that you need. CMS, Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools, will dismiss 3 hours early today. So you do send your kids to school, but they will dismiss 3 hours early today due to the threat of severe weather and the potential of dangerous road conditions. All after-school activities, including athletics, after-school enrichment programs, field trips, and community use of schools are canceled. So this is what's going on in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. There are a bunch of other school districts that are closing early, and they are closed. I'll have that information up for you on our Instagram story at Power98FM.
I already got a question. They wanted to know about Cabarrus County. Have they reported Cabarrus County yet?
Cabarrus County. My computer is running slow here.
Grab it after the break.
Alexander County schools are closing at noon. Let's see. My computer is running slow. Hold on. Every time I try to scroll up and scroll down, it scrolls all the way down to the bottom of the page.
I got you.
I'll have this up for... No, I do not see anything on Cabarrus County schools right now. I see not Newton Conover schools are closed. That is an optional teacher work day. Catawba County, they are closed. Caldwell County is closing at 11 a.m. So there are a bunch of schools that are either closed today or they are closing early. Like I said, I'll have that information for you on our Instagram story at Power98FM. No word on Cabarrus County just yet, but CMS schools are closing 3 hours early and all after school activities are canceled.
All right, coming up, we got your Madhouse classic throwback on the way. As Charlotte's plug is Pod 98.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie,
tell that.
Download the Power 98 FM mobile app.
It's a murder.
We're streaming. Take us everywhere.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 6:38, 22 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Due to inclement weather coming to the Queen City, CMS has decided to dismiss 3 hours early. So that means if your kids usually get out at 4, they're going to get out at 1. CMS is dismissing 3 hours early. Movement School here in Charlotte, they're going to close at noon. Along with Anson County, you're on a 2-hour early dismissal. Avery County, you're closed today. Lincoln County School, you're going to be closing at 11. Iredell County, you're going to be closing at 11. Watauga County, you're closed today. Along with Richmond County Schools, you're going to close at 1. And Hickory Day School, you're going to be closed today as well. As the closes come in, we'll let you know what's going on here inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Right now, temperature at about 45 degrees, and if you're moving about throughout the city this morning, you're going to be pretty good until around 10:30 or 11, and that's when the rain is going to start. Then they're saying the rain and snow mix is going to start about 2:30, 3 o'clock as the temperature begins to drop. By the time we get to this afternoon, temperature will be down to about 34 and 36 degrees, depending on where you're driving at here in Charlotte. So be careful out there when you're driving this morning. It's pretty clear. Roads are clear. No rain, no snow yet. However, you know, those trucks are going to be out there putting down some of that salt and brine throughout the day. And then the rain is slated to come in right after 10:30 this morning. Y'all know what time it is. Time to get this crazy news story.
That's crazy.
All right, your crazy news is being brought to you by the CIAA Step Show. You know it's going down next Friday, February the 28th. Myself and Burpee, we're going to be hosting that thing. Tiana Marae, she's going to be performing live. Greek versus Greek. Doors open up at 6. Showtime is at 7. It's going to sell out. Log on to power98fm.com. And, of course, it's being brought to you by DTLR. What we got in crazy news?
Boy, listen, this is a super crazy news. What states do the crazy news story normally come from, Larry?
Florida, South Carolina, or some state we don't have a lot of black people.
And some state we don't have a lot of black people is today. This story is coming out of Iowa.
Iowa?
Iowa.
Man, wait, let me see where is Iowa?
It's somewhere over there. It's somewhere over there. 52-year-old Robert Lee Noy. Robert Lee Noy, he is charged with kidnapping a woman and forcing her to watch the series Roots.
No, he did not.
Roots, Larry.
No, he did not.
But look,
it's a long movie.
First of all, that is torture. That is a new form of American torture.
It takes days to watch Roots.
And the woman, she moved around. And he told her, if you move or you try to escape, I will kill you and spread your body across Interstate 380 on the way to Chicago. He was very specific in what he wanted from her. But
and he said he did it to help her with racial diversity.
To check her white privilege. But we don't know that she's white. It says that her race has not been named.
Never mind.
He ain't gonna force no black person to sit down and watch Roots. We done seen it. We seen the new and over.
My teachers did when I was in elementary school.
They didn't charge them with kidnapping. Why they didn't charge them with kidnapping back then?
It was an educational purpose. This is
American history that she's learning about.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't see anything wrong with what he did at all. First of all,
what is wrong, Burpee? You held somebody against their will. That's what's wrong.
Well, what do you call school?
You're supposed to be there.
Some people don't want to go.
You don't get no choice until you're 18.
Well, he did this because he wanted her to understand racism. Now, nobody has been named. The female has not been named. Her race has not been given. But we can almost gather that if we were to take a guess, who would you think it was, Larry?
What?
The woman. What kind of?
I think she's white all day.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a white woman.
You know what I mean? Why would you kidnap a black person and try to help them with racial diversity by watching Roots? It doesn't make sense. And let me say this about this story. When I first saw the story, I was like, man, ain't no way this true. And however, I did some more digging, and this story is absolutely true. And the man, by his mugshot, he looked like he was a part of Roots.
His name is Robert Lee.
You see his mugshot, you gonna think him and Kunta Kinte is first cousins.
He's smiling in his mugshot. He took pride in what he did because he wants this woman to understand racism.
It is black history, but which one did they watch?
I want to know which one did they watch. Did they watch the new one or did they watch the old one?
That is a determining factor. If they watch the new one, then send his ass to jail.
Yeah, send him to jail. Gotta go to jail. Kind of trash.
I need the one with Reading Rainbow in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not Reading Rainbow.
You cut Toby Foot off. That's the original one. That's the only one that matters in black history.
Hey, y'all. So, I had a question, but I ain't even going to ask. Charlotte's plug, man. It's powder.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio.
Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Watch out for the rain, sleet, and then turn into snow later on this afternoon. Your morning drive, though, is a beautiful, beautiful drive in this morning. 45 degrees. Temperature is slated to start dropping right about 9 this morning. And then between 10:30 and 11, that's when the rain is going to start. And then the rain is going to change over to snow around about between 2:30 and 3. And then supposed to be snow and ice from 3 until about 11:30 tonight. So they're saying that the snow accumulation could accumulate up to about 1 to 3 inches, but not much as so much on the roads, but on the grass and stuff like that. So they're saying as far as the roads, as the temperatures drop and overnight, then as you get ready to come to work tomorrow morning, you'll be hit with some of that black ice. So CMS has decided to dismiss 3 hours early today. So if your kids usually get out at 3, they'll get out at 12. They've got out at usually got out at 4. They'll get out at 1, and so on and so forth. So if you're headed to take your kid to school this morning, just know they're getting out 3 hours early today. So make preparations. And we got all those closes up on our Instagram page at power98fm.com because a lot of other schools are now tapping in. And as they do, we got you. We'll let you know what's going on. Young Thug, J. Cole, Travis Scott. The London, 657 is Power 98. Little bit later, the morning man, how Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 45 degrees, take it easy on your drive this morning. Weather-wise, it should be pretty straight on your drive in. Now, your drive home might be a little messy. Yeah, you get off work after 12 afternoon, yeah, it's going to be a little messy. Rain is slated to start heavy here in the Queen City starting later on this morning, probably around 10 o'clock-ish. That rain would change over to snow probably between 2 and 3 as the temperature continues to drop. 45 right now, temperature's going to get down to about between 34 and 36 degrees before 6 p.m. this afternoon. So CMS has already decided to dismiss 3 hours early. So, hey, you got to make arrangements for them children. That's right. Make sure they straight. Make sure they straight now because they're getting out 3 hours early here in CMS. Coming up next inside the Madhouse, we're going to let y'all shine. 570 WPEG. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy. DJ Mustard, Ryder Rich, we ballin'. The shortest plug is Pot 98. Ball on him, none of them learned the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's time for us to spread some positivity in this negative world.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on, get your shine on, get your shine on. You know we gon' make it.
Shine on, shine on, shine on.
All right, shine has been brought to you by McBoney's. Join me this Saturday night from 10 to midnight at McBoney's, 4800 Monroe Road. My big dog, DJ Butterfinger, is going to be hanging out with me. Ladies, getting in free till 11. Log on to power98fm.com for more details and join us at McBoney's on this Saturday.
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine?
I would like to let my ladybug, the Lady Norman, shine. Today is her 12th birthday. Happy birthday, baby.
Oh, happy birthday.
Shine on me.
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 Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine? I say, Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine? Oh, nope. We're not calling. Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
I'm going to let them boys in blue shine this morning for all their hard work and all the boys over there overseas that are fighting for our freedom. And Mac, Noel, if you're listening, this is Joe. Y'all have a great day. Keep it safe in there. Keep it between the ditches and keep on trucking, brothers.
I like him. Coming up, Evan Justice got to know the neighbor news on the way for you. It's driving right around.
He sounds like a wrestler.
Nah, he sounds like a truck driver. That's what he sounds like.
Keep on trucking, brother.
Keep on trucking, brother.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake up. Hit his no cap. No cap.
718 here in the Queen City coming up. I've got your nosy neighbor news giving you update on the tragic death of Pop Smoke. What's going on with Nipsey Hussle and his, the guy that's accused of killing him, his trial. What's going on with Kobe Bryant's celebration of a life? I've got details about that. And Blueface has a message for artists that are traveling to L.A. What did he have to say?
Be careful out here. That's what Blueface had to say, I think. Be careful out here in L.A. That's
wear black.
I think he said you far away from your home using Elion, like Juvenile said back in 99.
All right. Well, find out what he had to say that's coming up in your nosy neighbor news next.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie. Tell that.
Right after this music from the baby, it's Bob here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, February 20th, being brought to you by Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools. You can join me and DJ Q1 for CMS's third annual CTE Fair is going down this Saturday, February 22nd at the Charlotte Convention Center from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Log on to power98fm.com for all of those details. Surveillance video has been reviewed in the murder of rapper Pop Smoke. Police are saying that the the 20-year-old appeared to be the target rather than the victim of a robbery. In the video, four men are seen approaching the home, with one entering through the back door. The same man exits through the front door moments later and doesn't seem to be carrying anything out. No suspects are in custody, and police continue to investigate this case. Speaking of Pop Smoke, Blueface has a simple message for artists that are traveling to L.A. Get in touch with the right L.A. natives. The rapper jumped on Instagram to deliver the message following the death of Pop Smoke. He went on to say that just when you relax, that's when they strike. I have all of his messages up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. The trial for Nipsey Hussle's alleged killer, Eric Holder, will get underway in April, if not late March. A Los Angeles County Superior Court judge says that he hopes to get the high-profile murder trial over by April 14th. Prosecutors say that on March 31st, Holder shot Nipsey Hussle in the head and torso outside of his Marathon clothing store on May 9th. A grand jury indicted Holder on one count of murder, one count of possession of a firearm by a felon, and two counts each of attempted murder and assault with a firearm. Tickets to the Celebration of Life for Kobe and Gianna Bryant went on sale, and the pre-registration demand outpaced the 20,000 available tickets. Emails were sent to most saying that they were on a wait list, while others received a purchase code. The ticket prices resemble Kobe Bryant's number of 24 and Gianna's number of 2, being like $224 or $24.02. Proceeds will go to the Mamba and Mambacita Sports Foundation. The February 24th, 10 a.m. memorial will be live streamed at FoxLA.com. Police are looking for a man who opened fire and injured 3 people on Valentine's Day at Candy Burris's Atlanta restaurant, Old Lady Gang 2. East Point police have released a picture of the suspect and are offering a $2,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and indictment of the suspect. Happy birthday to Chico Bean, Charles Barkley, Trevor Noah, Sydney Poitier, and Rihanna. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Whenever she's stressed, she just wanna get.
What up, Lou?
Well, get high, baby. Get high, baby.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 7:38, if you haven't heard, CMS has decided to close 3 hours early, so make arrangement for your children because CMS will be closing 3 hours early. If you want all the closings and delays, go to our Instagram page at Power98FM on IG and check our Instagram story. Ms. Jessica's put it up there. All right, you know what goes down each and every morning. Hashtag MHQOTD, your Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Ms. Jessica?
We are talking about Making the Band. It's been 11 years, but MTV's Making the Band is back. Diddy, his 3 sons, and Lori and Gibson will all be the judges on the show. Casting kicks off on February 28th in Atlanta. It's going to go to Houston, New York, and it's going to be right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you can't make any of those cities, you can.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Edition on the MTV website. So we want to know, in this day and age, 2020, do you think Making the Band will be successful? Do you think it will be a successful show?
I say yes, just because it's Diddy and it's not too many things that Diddy touched that doesn't go well. So I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah, I say it'll be successful. The band won't be, though. The show will, but the
band won't. It depends on what you determine as success for a band, though, Burp.
Hey.
He made them. They made money. They went on tour.
Name. Give me 4 members of the first Making the Band group.
Dylan. Dylan, Fred, Sarah, and Chopper.
Okay.
There you go.
You took you a second.
That's the thing about it is like the bands that he makes are talented. That first making the band was talented. Yeah. Danny D. Kane was talented. Yeah. Day 26 was talented. These were all really, really great groups. He just can't keep them going.
Can't keep them together.
I mean, you know what I think it is for Diddy? I think he does his part and then he get his money back. Then it's like, all right, y'all on y'all.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
It's music business. It's business. It ain't no fairness in business. Hey, it's business.
If you keep getting your horse to come eat at your drink at your watering hole, how many bands he had? How many seasons?
Three.
Danny the Kane, the first one, and then and one Day 26.
Yeah.
They keep doing it. Somebody think they're going to pop off.
And they coming back.
So guess what? If I'm Diddy, I'm going to keep doing it too. Y'all know my track record.
I think it's going to work. I mean, they all put albums out. They all went on a tour. They all were successful for their length of time. Now it's time for a new band. I hope he make a rap band this time or something. I don't know what he's going to do, but he coming to Charlotte. I think we should go in there as a band already.
With a band.
And we should go in there and
I'm going to bring a banjo.
Never mind. All right, man. It's time to
hit my pickle.
Never mind. It's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. You know what it is. Hashtag Larry Mad. Let's find out what Larry is mad about today. Hashtag Larry Mad is being brought to you by Studio Movie Grill. That's right. You can get this Studio Movie Grill Black Card. Log on to power.8fm.com for your chance to win a Studio Movie Grill Black Card. It's an annual pass that can be used by you and a guest that would allow you to go to the movies as many times as you want for a whole year. Log on right now and get that Studio Movie Grill Black Pass. All right. Today, Larry is mad at Greg Robinson. Greg Robinson, former NFL player for the Cleveland Browns and the Rams. Him and Jaquan Bray allegedly tried to smuggle 157 pounds of marijuana across the Mexican border. I'm mad at the fact, first of all, Greg Robinson was the second overall draft pick in the NFL draft back in, 2014-15? Somewhere back in there. I'm also mad about the fact that the man was guaranteed $21 million with a $13.79 million signing bonus. He also was slated to make $6.4 million in 2019. Why are you smuggling 157 pounds of marijuana across, trying to get it across the Mexican border? They had to stop through El Paso, Texas, and that's where it went left. See, y'all didn't even have a plan together. See, that tells you, you ain't even got no business in this gang, bruh. This marijuana, this drug smuggling gang, you ain't got no business in it because you ain't even have the plan thought out. You and your other NFL homeboy, Jaquan Bray, who played for the Colts, y'all riding, y'all done went and got a third person who they're now saying is a former Uber driver. Y'all got him to ride with y'all. Yeah, former Uber driver. Y'all got him to ride with y'all. And then when you get to the border, you realize that they're going to search the car. Dummy, you didn't think they was going to search the car. You didn't think that they were going to search the car. You're going into Mexico. Of course they're going to search the car. Of course you got to go through Border Patrol. Come on, big dog. Come on, big dog. And then the third person in the car they're saying is a former Uber driver. He's slated not to be charged because he said, like, they just asked me to ride. I knew nothing about drugs in the car, and they asked him to take the charge. They're saying that this man said, if you take the charge, then I get you out of jail. Man, I'm not going to jail if you own no 157 pounds of marijuana. That's half a country. Is you crazy? Now, both of these two young men, Greg Robinson and Jaquan Bray, has been charged, but the third member in the car has not been charged, and they both face up to 20 years in prison. Man, listen, the dope game ain't for everybody. You play football. If you concentrated on blocking like you was concentrating on moving this marijuana to Mexico, then you might have still been in the league, big dog. But $13.79 million guaranteed, where's your money? What did you do with the money? If you just want to throw $13 million away, bring it to me. I can help you throw it away. I can help you throw away $13 million. What did you do with your money? I don't even need $13 million, and I'm good. Just give me about, you can give me the 0.79, and I'm straight.
No, We're still flooding your community with new hip-hop and R&B.
Living Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We got to get these tickets up. Somebody heard that Lean Back. Good morning.
This Whitney McKinney.
What up, Whitney McKinney? Where you calling from, baby?
The Gas House.
Straight up by the Gas House. And what song you heard in the mix, baby?
Lean Back.
Lean Back.
That's what it is.
Correct, and because you got it correct, we're gonna put you in the building for the Yo Got It finale. No Limit Larry gonna be in there hosting. It's going down at the Fillmore. It's the 935 tournament grand finale party Saturday, February 29th. Tell everybody what station hooked you up, baby.
Power 98.
The same station you'll find Burpee Stouts.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
It's Thursday. It's my second favorite day of the week, Larry. Hit my hot key.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Let's get this list started right now.
Shut your dumb ass up.
The Democratic debate was last night.
Mm-hmm.
And this might be the worst party I've ever seen in my life. They hate each other so much. It just make everybody that's going against Trump look bad. Elizabeth Warren is sitting there talking about Bloomberg. If you paid attention, if you had any interest in the debate, all the black people is gone. So I'm pretty sure the people that's listening to me right now don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. But the whole Democratic Party hit my hot key, Larry.
Shut your dumb ass up.
She went in on Mike Bloomberg.
Listen, she went all the way off.
And they wasn't even talking to her. She just jumped in.
Right. She just jumped in. She's an old woman. That's what old women do, man. They just jump in somebody else's business.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Next on the list, Kodak Blake.
Uh-oh.
Lord, he in prison. Everybody know he in jail. But somehow, he still stays relevant. And he wrote a poem on his Instagram. This is what the poem said.
No, he did not.
Zoolin' in an icebox, frozen in time, but mentally, you are my Valentine.
What was the first word?
Zoolin'.
Shut your dumb ass up. Shut your dumb ass up.
And you know who that was addressed to?
Who was addressed to?
Zendaya. Who already got a damn boyfriend. Kodak Black, you shut off from the world. You don't know nothing. Hit my hot key,
Shut
Larry.
Your dumb ass up. Go to sleep, Kodak Black. Lay down in your bunk and go to sleep, Kodak.
I'm going to go ahead and do it. I don't give a damn.
Uh-oh.
The whole Carolina Panthers new coaching staff.
Oh, man.
They said that they, before even giving 100%, sticking 100% behind Cam Newton, they said, oh, we got to see if he healthy or not. Like y'all got a lot of options behind him. I want to know what Matt Rhule and these new coaches are doing. You get behind Cam Newton. He is the team right now. Larry, hit my hot key on the new coach.
Shut your dumb ass.
Everybody did retire or go somewhere else.
Went somewhere else. Greg Olsen's still playing. Watch, he gonna ball out next year. Let him go. I don't know. Luke retired. Luke retired. He don't want to play for no new people because they let Ron Rivera go. We got him in D.C. Thank you very much. But still, they over there. They ain't got no trust and no favoritism in this new coaching staff. I don't like them. Next on the list, last but not least, Ice Cube. Excuse me, Negro with an attitude. Your attitude is showing because you said, where should you send your invoice because you want to take credit for the new All-Star Game format. Sir, your big three has only been alive for what, 3 years?
Maybe four.
2-3 years, four at the most. The big tournament has been using this format that the All-Star Game used for I don't know how many years now, and those former players, former NBA, college, all kind of players, they winning up to millions of dollars. And that tournament works. That format has been working. And they had nothing to do with you, dope boy. Larry, hit my hot key.
Shut your dumb ass up.
That's all I got on the list, man.
And those from Burpee Stouts. Think about it.
What you thought? Man, these folks got to hit his no cap. No cap.
It is 8:27 here in the Queen City. Oh, I've stuck between two stories that I want to do. But since it's Black History Month, I'm going to do this one. There is a new Black-owned meal delivery service. It's okay. In Philadelphia. It's called Black and Mobile. It's a community-driven business that highlights and delivers meals from black owned businesses.
Oh, okay, that's dope.
Like, that's really, really dope.
That is dope.
Yeah, so shout out to them. It's called Black and Mobile if you want to get more information about that. And I'm going to go ahead and do my other story because I really, really want to do this. Ladies, if you're getting ready for your big day and have dreams of looking like a princess as you walk down the aisle, I've got some good news for you. Disney has a new line of wedding dresses. It's inspired by their famous princesses. The line includes 16 gowns based off of, you know, princesses like Tiana, Ariel, Jasmine, Pocahontas. Those are just to name a few. The gowns are going to range in price from $1,200 to $10,000, which is pretty good. Sketches for Ariel, Tiana, and Belle's gown have been released. You all can check those out on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. The entire collection will be unveiled at New York's Bridal Fashion Week in April. So the gowns look beautiful. And, you know, $1,200 for a wedding dress, you know, that for some, that's on the cheaper end. So you can do that. You can look like a Disney princess on your wedding day. Like I said, at Hey Miss Jessica if you want to see them. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
Coming up, man, we got a situation. The Charlotte's plug is Power 98.
Download the Power 98 FM mobile app.
It's a murder.
No limit. That's my part. Five degrees here in Charlotte, America. The temperature is going to be dropping throughout the morning as we head into the morning commute. And then after that, around lunchtime, yep, the weather's going to drop and the temperature is going to drop. And, of course, you know that rain and snow is coming in about 12:30. So be careful as Cabarrus County just announced they're getting out at 1 o'clock. And CMS is getting out at 3. Other closes, you can log on our Instagram page at Power 98 FM.
Yep. Cabarrus County, 2 hours early. They have Tier 1 and Tier 2 schools. Some schools that get out or that start at 7, they'll be getting out at 12:15. Those schools that get out at 8, they'll be getting out at 1. So that's the information on Cabarrus County schools. All right, your situation is being brought to you by the CIAA VIP Experience. Go to Power98FM.com and register for your chance to win the CIAA VIP Experience, which includes hotel stay and passes to all of the games. All right. We got a letter today, Larry Jessica, from someone in Madhouse Nation. Don't know who it is. It's completely anonymous. But the letter reads as follows. Me and my brother have always been close. We used to do everything together. I moved away and we lost touch a little bit. But when I came back, we got cool again. Lately, we have been distant and I didn't think anything of it until I got a call from my baby mama. She told me he'd been asking her to sleep with her to get back at me. Me and her are not together and we haven't been in 10 years. And it ended bad. But we're cool now. I thought she was lying, but she had all the proof, as well as the dislike for me. She asked me not to say nothing, but I want to. This is not the first time something like this has happened. Do I approach the situation or just distance myself from my brother?
That's a tough one right there.
Does it matter?
What you mean, does it matter? And according to the letter, it seems like him and his brother were kind of close or had been close at one time. So, you know, with that being said,
I need more details. Were they in a relationship? The guy and the baby mama, no. Were they in a relationship or they just had a kid? Because if they were in a relationship, then that goes against the G code.
Well, Burber, they had relations. They had a baby.
They had relations? Hey, this 2020. You ain't got to be in no relationship
But the thing about it is, to me, I think some things are off limits, point blank, period.
Mm.
And to a lot of fellas, you know, baby mamas are off limits. To a lot of fellas. Now, to me, I really don't care that much. I mean, after we broke up, but I was still, like for one of your homeboys or something like that, I think it's cool or whatever. You know what I mean? You talk to her. If that's one of my friends, like my close, I think we had a discussion or you say something to me about it before you make that approach. But for a family member to make that approach without approaching you, to me, that's you've been looking at her. You was looking at her when I was.
I feel different because with my baby mama, first of all, we all know that my brother would, you know.
Yeah,
but if my brother.
Y'all look different over there.
If my brother were to. If I had a brother who, you know, went that way.
Yeah.
And he tried to talk to her or sleep with her, I wouldn't be mad. Just because of the situation. We were never in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It happened.
Y'all just had a baby.
Things happen. Like, yeah. So I wouldn't be mad.
Under no circumstance is anybody that you went so far as to have a sexual relationship open season for anybody that you are related to. This brother is 100% wrong in what he's doing. Like, this is the ultimate get back, and the fact that he was doing it with such, he was being shady when he did it. There is absolutely, Jay-Z, you don't get me back like that. Come on now.
So
like,
grab back at him for what though?
You just,
that's what I was wondering about. Get back at him for what?
It doesn't matter. Whatever he felt as if this was going to be revenge for his brother, and this is the ultimate betrayal. If I had a sister, she would never, no matter what happened, if me and my baby daddy ended on a good note, we ended on a bad note, no matter what, he is off limits. There's just some lines that you do not cross. And that's just one of them. You got to have some loyalty. If I can't trust you, then who can I trust?
And
you're my family. You're my blood. It's completely off limits. And the fact that it was already strained, it was already distance there, and he would go so far as to do this. The only way that I would have some kind of conversation is if you feel as if you need some closure. You need some closure with your brother.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, for me, that is the ultimate disrespect. And it would ultimately, unfortunately, and y'all know how close I am to my brothers, my family members, it would probably end our relationship.
And he also said in the letter, or the person also said in the letter, it had to be a dude. So he also said in the letter that his brother had some type of dislike for him. Mm-hmm. So
right.
I think that's the other part that he probably wants to figure out. Like, what is all this about? And then you try to holler at my baby mama. So it's like, what is all this about? Where's all this going? Tap in, Madhouse Nation, 570 WPEG. What should this young man do in this situation? It's Power 98.
No limit, Larry.
There's no.
Y'all disgusting. Y'all
Don't say y'all.
Story. We got a letter from Madhouse Nation.
Nobody in that feelings. Y'all nasty.
Don't say y'all. Don't say y'all.
I wouldn't do it, but I'm not gonna be mad. If the story goes,
the brother.
Me and my brother have always been close. We used to do everything together. He moved away and I moved away and we lost touch. But when I came back, we got back cool again. Lately, we have been distant and I haven't been thinking nothing of it until I got a call from my baby mama. She told me that my brother been asking to sleep with her to get back at me. Me and her are not together and we haven't been in 10 years and it ended bad. We are cool now, but I thought she was lying until she showed me proof as well as the dislike for me. She asked me not to say nothing, but I want to so bad. This is not the first time something like this has happened. Do I approach the situation or just distance myself from my brother?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I was wanting to chime in on that situation. Now, like I was saying, now this is just a kid having a situation. Or did they have a relationship?
We don't know. We don't know.
Hey, I'm with Burpee on now. Because if she was just an egg provider, then it is what it is.
But the thing about it is, Tobias Tate said it last night on Instagram. It's 4 million treating billion, 3 million billion treating other women in the world. Why this one?
No.
Yeah, you're right. But, hey, it is what it is. Like I said, I'm with Burpee on that one because, I mean, you know, it's...
It is what it is, somebody else.
The situation ain't really, like, fully because you don't know if they had a relationship or if it was just a baby mama thing.
But it's still his baby mama. He still inserted his insert into her insert.
What happens if this woman gets pregnant by the brother? Now we got kids
that's a more episode.
See what I mean?
Absolutely too much.
The brother going to be your first cousin. That was going to happen.
See what I mean?
My brother, my first cousin.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Olivia. How you feeling, man?
I'm good, bro. Talk to him.
Hey, man, I'm calling by this story, man. Y'all just read a letter on the radio, man.
Mm-hmm.
Me, personally, if it was my brother, man, I have to step to him, man, ask him what's up, man, because There's some kind of underlying issue there somewhere, man. And I mean, you never know. The person who wrote the letter might have stole his brother's girlfriend sometime in the past, you know. And his brother, they ain't never get over it. I mean, I've seen crazier situations, to be honest.
Let me ask you this. Is there anything that your brother could say to you to excuse him trying to sleep with your baby mama?
Hell no.
Then what's the purpose of having the conversation? I'll be honest with you. Then what's the purpose of having the conversation?
Well, you're right. You're right about that. But I at least want to know why you even want to try my baby moms out of all the women out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
570-WPEG, you still got time to tap in, man. It's that day day. What you mean? Today's situation is Power 98. Got a letter here, man. Whoa, they shake the nation. These letters shake the nation. Paraphrase the perfect.
Just a little bit. Two brothers. One brother moved away. He came back, and his baby mama told him that his brother has been trying to holler at her. He didn't believe her. She showed him proof.
She had the receipts.
Said the brother also disliked him. And he wants to know if he should step to his brother for trying to sleep with his baby mama and for disliking him, or should he just leave it alone? Should he just distance himself from his brother?
Good morning.
So I think that most definitely he violated the brother. I think they should have a conversation just off the strength of if he's willing to do that. That's so close to home. If they have a child together, that's still his niece or his nephew. So I still, in the sense, it's still a respect thing you should have overall as a family-oriented type of thing, you know what I mean? No matter if you like your brother or not, you know, you still should be able to have a sense of respect as a man. You have a child. I mean, we don't know how far it can go now as far as I don't think he's stressed too much about it because she was open enough to tell him, you know, this is going on. So, of course, don't be mad at her, but I think they should probably, I don't know if they should have a conversation, but I don't know. If it was me and my sister laid up with one of my ex-boyfriends, I might be ready to fight.
Might be ready to fight. You gonna fight?
Here's the thing. I think that some people are responding, thinking on a general level, or this is my friend doing it. No, we talking about blood, your family. That is different. You have a relationship. Absolutely not. This brother is 100% out of order.
Good morning.
Yep. I want to know one thing. The caller right before the caller just spoke, talking about if it was just an egg. That boy had a baby by this damn girl. Why the hell would his brother go and sleep with her? No, he is totally out of line. And he sure stepped to him. I mean, all these people in the world, why would you sleep with your brother's baby mama? Really?
Thank you, baby. Thank you. Pot 98, good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to me.
I just wanted to chime in on that because when that guy said that it sounds like a Maury situation, it really is a Maury situation, but you got to think back to Michael Jackson and his family, where his brothers had kids by the same woman as well. So it's no different. But it is a little messy, but at the same time, I wouldn't do it.
All right. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
Pot 98, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, y'all still looking for people to chime in on the story y'all been talking about this morning?
Yes, sir.
Know it.
Man, I tell you what, I had the situation like that happen to me. My brother's ex-girlfriend come on to me, and I tell you what, he'd have caught fade if that story would have been me, and that'd been my brother messing with my baby mama. He'd have caught a fade, is all I'm going to say. For the simple fact that there is a brotherly bond.
Brotherly bond. I like that.
He'd have caught a fade.
I like him. I don't know who he is, but I like
that.
He
should have said his name.
He been tapping in all morning. I like him. Keep calling, brother. I like you.
He'd have caught a fade.
You didn't get to comment in on today's situation. You could always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. And, of course, you already know if you missed today's situation, you can get it on our podcast at power98fm.com.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And you're home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
And if you got a situation, we don't say names, we just put the situation. You can send us a Facebook inbox. You can DM us on Instagram. And of course, you can always email us, madhouse with two D's at Power98FM.com. I had to remember the email address. All right, man, let's play everybody's favorite game show.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart?
Burpee, what tickets we giving up today, man? They went on Black Spot.
We got tickets for y'all to go see Jacquees at the Fillmore. He's going to be in the Queen City, and you have the chance to be there to see him, but you got to be Black Spot to do it. Call up here right now, 704-570-WPEG. We take it. Caller number 9, man. Who is Black Spot?
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
598 WPEG. Good morning. Who this is?
This is Tamitri.
What up, Tamitri?
Hey, Tamitri.
Hi, Tamitri.
Hello, hello, hello.
We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you can get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. You're going to see Jacquees. However, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
Okay.
What? I'm going to kick it out for you this morning. I'm going to keep it with my rapper real names. This guy is my big cousin. His real name is Mario Mims. What is his rap name?
I don't know.
No.
All right, Jessica, what you got for
him? In our community, a stack is equivalent to how much money?
$1,000.
$1,000. You got that one. You better know how to get that stack. All right. This is your all-important third question. You get this one right, you win. You are Black Smart. You're going to see Jacquees. However, if you do not, we about to get that hood black card.
I need you to tell me, ma'am, some noises you might hear black people make to alert other people that the cops are coming. That's if your mama coming.
What was the noise again?
Baby, I'm going to give it to her because it's
funny.
You're
going to give it to her? It's funny,
but I don't know. I'm going to give it to her because it's funny.
That's what you say to your mama coming down the hallway. You know what
I'm heard that in nail hood in America.
Ever.
But I'm going to give it to her because it's funny.
As a representation of the female on this show, I will agree with her. I have said
thank you.
I got you, sis.
Well, just let me tell you, they ain't never said that.
Ever. Never said that in the hood. You never know the cops are coming?
No.
I was specific in what I wanted.
I don't know what the sisters say. The sisters would be like, no,
I know.
I'm telling you, as a sister, I'm letting you know that we would be like,
if you're right here and you're trying to alert somebody across the street, you're not gonna say,
like, if you are next to me and you see it before they do, you be like,
they don't. I need to call my hood representative.
I got you.
I need to call my hood representative.
Y'all grew up with both your parents. All right, well, you got it right. Larry gave it to you, so we're gonna put you in the building to go see John. To see Jacquees at the Fillmore, it's going down Sunday, March 1st at the Fillmore. Tell everybody what station hooked you up with the tickets.
WPG Power 98.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicles, better financing, all credit. It go down
in the deal. No Living Larry, the one in Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know how it goes down inside the Madhouse. Madhouse question of the day, hashtag MHQOTD. What was it today, Ms. Jessica?
All right, we're talking about Making the Band. It is making a comeback after 11 years. Diddy, his sons, and Lorianne Gibson will be the judges on the show. Casting kicks off on February 28th, and they're actually going to come to Charlotte to do some casting. So we want to know, in this day and age, 2020, do you think Making the Band will be successful?
Boy, they tapped in on this and they said, They don't. A lot of people are saying that they don't even want to check it out. DTMPZ said, nope, man, I ain't going. Just call me Kitty and say, I think not. And I am _ESS Mac. Okay. Said, nope, no one from Bad Boy is successful. However, I disagree with that statement.
Yeah, he's had some successful people. Thomas Blair Muller said flop. Alicia Thompson said, if Dylan not coming back, I don't want to see it. Eric Berry said, didn't we already watch Empire? I guess this is the live version.
Deja Vu 13579 said, why would anybody want to be managed by Diddy? Which one of his group's careers makes you think, I want to go work with Diddy?
Come on, now. Y'all got to stop saying that about
Kazoo Diddy. Kazoo Braves says, YouTube, SoundCloud is the new making the band. It's a new day and age. Ain't nobody or too many folks trying to sign to a major artist, a major label. In reality, what's the point?
Okay.
Ain't nobody walking to get no cheesecake in 2020.
I bet not see none of y'all at the audition. All y'all talking better not be at the audition in Charlotte.
What bad boy artist do you think is successful?
112, Biggie, Craig Mack, Faith Evans.
Craig, you said, whoa.
Craig Mack had a successful album and a top three single. And she asked me a question.
I'll give you that those people were successful.
Right.
However, Diddy didn't get rich just by looking
at himself in the
mirror. But I think that people when they think about success, they think about long term success. So
112, Biggie, Faith.
112? I'll give you 112.
Biggie,
of course.
Faith? Faith?
Let me ask you this question.
Y'all tripping.
If Notorious B.I.G. were alive today, do you think he would be successful working with Diddy?
Absolutely. I think so. Biggie was
bigger than Diddy.
Right.
He was one of the few that was bigger than Diddy. Right. No pun, but he was bigger than Diddy.
And he was that talented. Yeah. And Biggie was, he was the type of person Diddy would have had to make him a business partner.
Mace was successful too.
It was his first artist. So he went extra hard to go out there with him. Because think about it, we also had Junior Mafia, who Lil' Kim, like, they were huge.
They were doing that thing.
Yeah, they were.
They were?
Yeah.
They were doing that thing.
Lil' Kim.
And look at there.
That's a resume right there. That's 10 artists.
I don't know. But I see what they're saying after making the band. When making the band started.
That's not the statement that the person made. They said nobody on Bad Boy was successful.
Maybe that's all they know.
Okay, all right. All right. Come on now. Get it and get rich by looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
Then the artist that he's worked with. You know what I mean? When you look at Mary J. Blige. Come on, man. Y'all gotta get this credit.
She wasn't with Bad Boy.
She wasn't with Bad Boy,
and she's had longevity.
I wouldn't consider Mary J. Blige Bad Boy artist.
But Diddy was one of the ones who helped her start at Uptown. That's how Diddy.
And look at the success that Mary J. Blige has had, and she is not a bad boy artist.
But Diddy helped get her started.
She is not a bad boy artist.
Dallon get started, and then what happened?
Dallon killed himself. We got a voicemail that wanted to comment on today's situation, which was about two brothers. One brother wanted to sleep with the other brother, baby mama. Go ahead, baby dog.
This is Mr. What the Hell. Today's situation, boy, I can see right through it. I can tell you exactly what happened. The other brother don't hit one of the other brother's girls back in the day. That's why the other brother trying to hit the other brother, baby mama. But he dead wrong. How you gonna hit your nephew or niece mama? What you trying to beat her? Stepdaddy, uncle, stepdaddy? Where they do that at other than West Virginia? No limit, I ain't gonna lie. If my brother ever disrespected me like that, it's just pure principality. Principality, man! I would have to whoop his monkey ass. Damn.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
You already know what time it is. If you want to tap in on the Madhouse question of the day, make sure you listen out every morning and just hit the hashtag. Hashtag MHQOTD. Wale Bryce and Tiller Love. It's Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.